Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
How nice to be here with all you nice devotees. It's been some years since I was here in this hall. And I remember being here in the 1980s when I think we did our programs in the temple. Is that right, Raj? Is that right?
Yes.
I think so. Yeah. Anyway, I like Sea Cow Lake and the Sea Cow Lakers. Very good. And I've been asked to say something about Vrindavan, the land of Krishna. So first of all, just repeat after me. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Vasudevaya. So, devotees, one time there was a big meeting of all the personalities of all the holy places, and the idea of the meeting was to vote and see which is the most important, the topmost of all the holy places. So they all voted. There was a little campaigning done. Vote for me, and you know, that sort of thing, like promoting the different holy places. And then they voted. And do you know who won? Who won? I didn't hear. Okay. Prayag won. Prayag was voted the most important holy place, and all the other holy places, they had to bow down and offer their humble obeisances on the ground to Prayag. Prayag, this is where the Ganges and Yamuna meet, and although you cannot really see it, but the Saraswati meets there also. So it's called Triveni, where three rivers meet. That happens at Prayag. So yeah, everyone was, all the holy places were bowing down to Prayag, that, oh, you are the greatest of all holy places. But then Prayag got a little upset, and Prayag said, wait a minute, you've all voted me as the most important holy place, and you're all offering me obeisances, but where is Vrindavan? Vrindavan is not here. Somehow Vrindavan has slipped out, and Vrindavan is not offering obeisances to me, and I am the topmost holy place, so Vrindavan should be here offering respect to me. So Prayag got a bit upset about this, And Prayag went to see Krishna to complain and to try to get some action taken against Vrindavan. So Prayag walked in, there was Lord Krishna. Prayag offered obeisances to Krishna. And then Prayag explained that this is not good. I was voted the top holy place, but Vrindavan was not there. And this is not good. What is Vrindavan think it is doing? So Prayag said to Krishna, I want you to do something. Take some action against Vrindavan. And Prayag was a little strong about this. And then Prayag turned to Lord Krishna. And Prayag saw Krishna was crying. Krishna was crying. And Prayag became a little flustered, a little bewildered. What has happened? And was saying to Krishna, what's wrong? What's the problem? And Krishna was crying. And Krishna said, you know, the thing is that Vrindavan was not there. Because Vrindavan is different. Vrindavan is not just one of the holy places, sacred areas where people go to pray. Krishna said, Vrindavan is not just some holy place. Vrindavan is my home. And home is where the heart is. So my heart is in Vrindavan. So please, don't say anything against Vrindavan. Vrindavan is different from you. Just in a different realm. And Prayag was shocked. Prayag felt embarrassed that I made all this fuss, trying to show how I'm an important holy place and I should be respected. But now I feel so embarrassed because Vrindavan is just so special. Vrindavan is Krishna's home. So you know where I got this story from? Devotees. I got this story from a book called Vrindavan, Land of Krishna. Sorry. Vrindavan, the playground of God. That's where I got that story from. Have you heard of that book? I heard of it too. And I read it about 40 times. So Vrindavan's very special because it is Krishna's home. And Srila Prabhupada, and it's not just a place where Krishna works just to run the universe, make sure all the planets continue rotating around in the right ways and don't just go flying off and go AWOL, absent without leave, or collide with each other, or do something like that. Vrindavan is not just a place like that, and Krishna does not deal with Vrindavan like that. Because Vrindavan is not a place where Krishna works. Vrindavan is his home. And Srila Prabhupada told a story. You may have heard it before. about how he, Srila Prabhupada, he was, before he came to the West, when he was in Delhi, Vrindavan, moving between the two places, and getting some books printed or magazines, and coming to Delhi and distributing them himself. So one time Srila Prabhupada met a very important high court judge in his offices. And the man was very interested, but he was very busy. So he told Srila Prabhupada, please come and see me at home this evening at 7 o'clock or at some particular time. So Srila Prabhupada came, and there was some servant, assistant, opened the door and said, you know, the judge is busy. Please just sit down here in the foyer and wait. And when he's free, we'll let you know, and then you can see him. So Prabhupada sat down and he was waiting. Then he heard, coming from the next room, sort of through the wall, through the door, Prabhupada heard some noises coming from the next room. Kind of unusual noises, like shuffling. You know, some people, when they walk, they drag their feet along the ground. You know? They don't lift their feet up and put them down. And they make a shuffling sound. Like a sort of, anyway, you know what I mean. Dragging their feet along the ground. So there was a sound, something like that. Sort of shuffling and a little bit of bumping sound. And then there was the sound of a small boy laughing sometimes. And Prabhupada was thinking, what is going on here? And he wanted to look, but he didn't feel it would be right just sort of opening up the house himself and sticking his head in. So he just stayed there. But these noises were going on. And eventually Prabhupada just got to that point where he thought, right, I'm going to see what's going on here. So Prabhupada opened the door to the next room, and what did he see? He saw the important high court judge on his hands and knees, crawling on his hands and knees on the floor, and his little grandchild was sitting on his back. They were playing a game called Horsey. Horsey. And the big, important high court judge was the horse and was crawling around and so on. So anyway, so the judge, this was the judge at home. Earlier Prabhupada met the judge, he was the judge at work. Very important, formal. And when in the court, when people come in like the lawyers, they have to call the judge Your Grace or Your Honor or something like that, and sometimes they have to sort of bow a bit, and in some countries they have to walk out of the court backwards to not turn their back to the judge out of some sort of official respect. But here now was the judge at home crawling on the ground. And the question might be raised, what is more important to the judge, being the big judge in the court and everyone offering respect, or being at home playing horsey? And the answer, devotees, is Being at home is more important for the judge. In fact, he is working just to support home, just to keep home functioning. That's why he's working, for home, for his family at home, and for the situation at home. So that is more important to the judge. And after, when he retires later, when he's old, then he will simply stay at home. Yeah. So, Srila Prabhupada was talking about this and said, Krishna in Vrindavan is Krishna at home. Krishna at home. It is the most important place. And home is where the heart is. That's what Krishna really identifies with. That's where he loves to be, with his beloved devotees. And he does, you know, he's running everything. He's the super soul. He's Lord Vishnu. He's the maintainer. And he's glancing on material nature and making the material world come to be. It's all work. He has, you know, he is the super soul. He is in the heart of every one of us. And when you, not you maybe, but when someone is sitting at home watching some Bollywood, I forget what the latest is. I know it's not Kuch Kuch Hota, eh? But anyway, when someone is sitting at home watching Bollywood, Krishna is watching it also. And Krishna is not impressed. He's not impressed. And he's in the heart of the drunkard when the drunkard is drinking, and Krishna is not impressed. And he has to, you know, he says in Bhagavad Gita, Upadrashtanu Mantacha Bharata Bhokta Maheshwara, that the Supreme Lord, that I am situated in everyone's heart as the overseer and permitter. He's watching as super soul in every living entity's heart and overseeing what is going on and permitting, can this living entity do this now or not? So that's like work. But Krishna in Vrindavan is Krishna at home. And another time, when Krishna was small, when Krishna was here on this planet in Vrindavan, when Krishna was small, he was living with his parents in Nandagram, in the Vrindavan area. It's called Vrajamandala. So there was Krishna at Nandagram, and one day, Krishna walked into the kitchen and there was Mother Yashoda cooking, frying all sorts of snacky prasad. Snacky. Samosas, kachoris, pakoras, dokra, and so on and so forth. Pakori, and you know what pakori is? Not pakora, pakori. You don't know. You have wasted at least 10% of your life. And different things, snacky types of prasad. And usually Mother Yashoda, when she's cooking for Krishna. And Krishna saw all these nice, tasty things. And Krishna thought, oh, this is for me. How wonderful. But being a good boy sometimes, Krishna said to Mother Yashoda, he didn't just grab something and run. Krishna said, Mata, is this for me? Expecting her to say, yes, of course. But Mother Yashoda said, no. This is for your pita, for your father, Nanda Maharaj. He is going on a long journey today. And this is his padkos. Do you understand? Padkos. Krishna also speaks Afrikaans. So don't worry. If you prefer Afrikaans, Krishna can manage. And Krishna was surprised. My father is going away on a long journey, leaving Vrindavan. Why? And then Nanda Maharaj came, and Krishna asked him, Peter, where are you going, Peter? You're going on a long journey, Peter. Where are you going? And Nanda Maharaj said, Krishna, today is Akshaya Tritiya. Akshaya Tritiya, a very important day in the calendar. Akshaya Tritiya is the day to begin new projects and new endeavors. You may be aware of that in India. Akshaya Tritiya, it's usually around April, May, usually perhaps May. And on Akshaya Tritiya, there are more weddings than practically on all the other days of the year put together. But there are many, 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 many. And people start businesses. Because Akshaya Tritiya is a day for beginning new activities and projects. So Nanda Maharaj said that today is Akshaya Tritiya. And so I am going to Prayag, that great sacred place. And I will take bath in the Tribeni, the waters of the Ganges, Yamuna, and Saraswati. And Krishna said, Peter, why are you going to Prayag, Peter? Why are you going? And Nanda Maharaj said, because every day I am doing material activity. I am just working to maintain my family. And I am getting so much karma. So today, on Akshaya Tritiya, I am going to go to Prayag, that sacred place, and take bath in the sacred waters at the Tribeni and become free from all my karma and come back refreshed for a whole new year. And Krishna was very disappointed that my father, he's meant to be a pure devotee, a bridge basi, but he thinks he needs to go somewhere other than Vrindavan. I must do something about this, Krishna thought. So Nanda Maharaj said, all right, before I go, let us go down to Pavan Sarovar. It's a lake at the bottom of the hill at Nandagram. Let us take bath there. You come with me, and then I will go. So Nanda Maharaj went down the hill, holding Krishna's hand, And in his other hand was his bag of patkos. Am I pronouncing it properly? Or is it more patkos? Anyway, okay, so he's holding his patkos, holding Krishna. They're walking down, Krishna's holding his hand. And then halfway down, Krishna pulled on his hand. Peter, 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 give me one samosa, Peter. Just one samosa. That's all. And Nanda Maharaj said, no, I can't do that. I have to go on a long journey to Prayag. I need all the food I can get, all the prasad. Otherwise, if I run out on the road, I will have to buy some Simba chips. And that will not be so good. So they got down. So he didn't give Krishna some water. They got down there by the lake. And they're about to dive into the lake, Pavan Sarova. It means the lake that purifies the heart. They're just about to dive in. And then on the other side, they saw this big man. Very big, very handsome, and very opulently, beautifully dressed and ornamented. He looked something like Krishna Charan Prabhu. A little bigger. And this man, he looked really impressive. And he was just roaring with laughter. And then suddenly he dived into Pavan Sarova. And he came out, he climbed out, and he roared with laughter and rolled in the sand, laughing and laughing, and got up and dived in Pavan Sarova again and came out laughing and rolled in the dust. And Krishna said to Nanda Maharaj, Peter, Peter, who that man, Peter? Who that man? And Nanda Maharaj said, oh, I don't know, let's go and speak to him. So they went around and they met the man. And Nanda Maharaj said, my dear sir, please tell me, what is your good name? And that big, handsome, opulent looking man, he said, my name is Prayag. Prayag. And Nanda Maharaj said, what? What sort of name is that? I never met anyone called Prayag before. And Prayag said, yes, I am the personality of that sacred place. Prayag. And Nanda Maharaj was just in shock. And he said, well, what are you doing here in Vrindavan? Why are you bathing in Pavan Sarova? And Prayag said, all year the pilgrims are coming and bathing in my waters and leaving all their karma on me. So one day in the year on Akshaya Tritiya, I come to Vrindavan and I bathe in the sacred waters of Pavan Sarova. And I become free from all the karma, from all the pilgrims. I become purified. And then I go back home refreshed. Nanda Maharaj was just too astonished. And then Prayag said, listen, look around. Just look around. You see the lady at the back with the red and black, I think, sari. Do you see them at the back with a dark-colored sign? She is the River Ganges. And you see the man at the back with the white jacket and the hat? He is Badrinath, that sacred place. And you see the lady just over there with the orange sari with the blue edge? She is the river Kaveri, sacred river. And look around, and Krishna and Nanda Maharaj looked around Pavan Sarova. There were many of these people, big, handsome people, very well dressed. And they're all diving into Pavan Sarova and coming out, laughing, rolling in the dust, and diving in again. And Prayag said, these are the personalities of all the sacred places. We all come here on Akshaya Tritiya, and we all bathe in Pavan Sarova, and we all become free from all the karma left on us by the pilgrims. And then we go back to our places feeling refreshed. Nanda Maharaj could barely stand up. He took Krishna by the hand and said, okay, let's go. Let's go. And Krishna said, Peter, you're going to Prayag now, Peter. You're going now. And Nanda Maharaj said, No, I'm going back up the hill. I'm going to bathe in Pavan Sarova, then I'm going back to Nandagraha. And Krishna said, Peter, why are you not going to Prayag, Peter? And Nanda Maharaj said, I changed my mind. So they bathed in Pavan Sarova, and now they're walking back up the hill. Nanda Maharaj is holding Krishna by the hand. He's holding his bag of padkos. And they get halfway up. And Krishna started pulling on Nanda Maharaj's hand. Peter, give me one samosa. Peter, just one samosa. Just only one. Just one. Only. Nanda Maharaj looked at the bag of padkos. He just gave the whole bag to Krishna. Here, you can have it. I don't need it. So you see, Vrindavan is the topmost sacred place. Krishna is the topmost deity. And service to Krishna is the topmost religious activity. Topmost of all activities. And the Hare Krishna mantra is the topmost of all mantras, of all prayers. And Bhagavad Gita is the topmost of all scriptures. And the devotees of Krishna are the topmost of all people. Everything about Krishna and connected to Krishna, everything is the best. So you see, it's very important. Shri Vrindavan Dham. One time, Lord Krishna and Srimati Radharani, they had been dancing the whole night in Rasa dance. And now it was the end of the night. It's coming to an end. So they went to a place called Niduvan. It's right in the center of Vrindavan town. And it's a nice garden. It's still quite a nice garden area. And in the middle is a place where they sleep. At the end of a night of intense dancing, hours of intense dancing, they take rest in Niduban or Nidivan, which means the forest of sleeping. Nidivan, Niduban, the forest of sleeping. So they took rest. They were sleeping there just as the night was ending. And suddenly, Srimati Radharani just woke up. She just woke up and she shook Krishna. Wake up, wake up. And Krishna woke up. And Radharani said, you know, I had the most amazing dream. I've never had a dream like that before. And she told Krishna about the dream. I was dreaming. I was in a place. And it was just like Vrindavan. But it was a little different. And there was a river there, just like the Yamuna. But it was a little different. And there were some devotees there, just like here in Vrindavan. But they were a little different. They were dressed a little different. And they were singing your glories. They were chanting Hare Krishna, just like the devotees here. But they were doing it a little different. It was amazing. I don't know what place that was. And there was one devotee there, Brahman. And he was very big. He was very, very big. Oh yeah, very big. Even bigger than Vrindavan Chandra. Bigger, quite a bit bigger. And he was very handsome, like Vrindavan Chandra. But even more, even much more. And his body was golden colored. I don't know about Vrindavan Chandra. His body was golden colored, just like my body. Just the same. I've never seen any person whose body was the same luster of molten gold as my body. And he was chanting your names. He was chanting Hare Krishna, just like me. And he was going into ecstasy, just as I go into ecstasy when I chant your names. And I just couldn't understand. And I thought, is he me? Is he me? But then suddenly, he started chanting, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe. Just like you chant my names. And becoming ecstatic, like you become when you chant my names. And then I thought, is he you? Is he you? Is he me? Who is he? I've never seen anyone like this before. And then Krishna pulled out his, Kostuba gem. Krishna pulled out his Kostuba gem and said, and he held it up and he said to Radharani, look into this gem. It's a big, big jewel. Look into it. And Radharani looked at this beautiful, amazing, big jewel, Kastuba gem. And what did she see? She saw the same scene she had seen in her dream. All those same devotees, river, everything, just like Vrindavan, but a little different. And that big golden colored Brahman just chanting in ecstasy. And she was shocked. And she said to Krishna, "You know about this. You know about this. You never told me about this, but you already knew. Why didn't you tell me?" And Krishna said, "Yes. Previously, I told you about all my different avatars and incarnations, so many of them. But this one, I did not tell you about. Because this one, this is very, very special. Just as you thought, you were trying to understand, is it you or is it me? Because this particular personality has both of our natures. So, this is a special combined form of you and me. This is my form as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And you and I, after some years, you and I, we will appear together in this combined form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And we will give everyone love for us. Everyone, even the low class, even the not very cultured, and just everyone, including who? The people of Sikau Lake. Yeah. Yes. And Phoenix. And Newlands West. And Clear Estate. And so on. Durban North also. Yeah, Krishna said like that. And Radharani was so happy. We are going to appear together in the same body. That's amazing. And she told Krishna, "You know, generally it's very hard for us to meet because people try to stop us meeting, particularly Jatila, the original prototype mother-in-law." Yes. But if we are together in one body, we'll be together all the time. It will be perfect. So this happened in Vrindavan. This pastime happened in Vrindavan. It's described by Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. So, devotees, that's a little bit about Vrindavan, the playground of God. Vrindavan, the land of Krishna. It is our natural home, and if we continue practicing Krishna consciousness as given to us by Lord Chaitanya, who appeared, he's Radha and Krishna combined, coming to give everyone access to himself, anyone, whether they're qualified or not. Yes. So if we practice Krishna consciousness as given by Lord Chaitanya, beginning with chanting his holy names, then, yes. One fine morning, devotees, listen. One fine morning, we will wake up and we will not be in Sikaleg. We will wake up and we will be in Goloka Vrindavan. Shri Goloka Vrindavan Dham Ki. Shri Shri Radha Radhanath Ki. Gaur Premanande. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much.